joining us on Panthers Radio with Zionomics is Panthers forward John Rowe. John, pretty good weekend for your first stint as a Nottingham Panther, and the players seem to gel together quite quickly too. Is that what you found out on the ice?
Yeah, you know, it was a good test for us, obviously playing Cardiff for two games. Been able to play the first game here at home and see our crowd, which was great. And you know, you could tell that, you know, we meshed well through the first week of practice and in the first weekend, and we even came together throughout that weekend. And you know, that we just keep building in that sense. And you know, it's a great feel in the locker room. You can definitely feel that early, so that's great.
Now, for the fans during the off-season, a lot of the fun sometimes is trying to predict the lines of the new guys coming together. And you and Luke was one that a lot of people were hoping they'd see together, and a pretty good start for the two of you. I mean, Luke picked up, what, four goals? You got one, and you were assisting most of them as well. So a partnership there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and off the ice. I didn't know him. We have some mutual friends coming in, but instantly we had that chemistry off the ice, and you know, clearly on the ice as well, I think. But with both of our speed, commitment to playing the game the right way as well, you know, it's a lot of fun to play with a guy like that. And you know, I'm excited to see what we can do together.
Now, Luke obviously has some experience in this league before. Came in last year, fan favourite. Was he able to kind of give you some advice on what it was like in this league, or was it just kind of you hit the ice and you find your natural game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talk. He's definitely talked about some tendencies, some things to think about in this league. So he's definitely shared the experience he had last year and what made him successful last year with me. You know, but it's a lot of it's too figuring it out. You know, it's early. But it's nice to have a guy that's played in the league before, understands the way things work, and, you know, a guy of that caliber is always fun to play with.
So you were able to turn to Luke for advice about this league. Are any guys turning to you about advice about some of the teams coming this weekend? Obviously, it's been a couple of years since you were last in the DEL, but Fishtown, they're a DEL one side. You must have played against them a couple of times.
Fishtown actually wasn't in the league at the time. They came after Hamburg had left the league, and my last year was when Hamburg left the league. So I don't have any direct experience with Fishtown. But obviously, I have a little, you know, unfinished business in a way. You know, I think when you play a league that you've played in before, you know, it excites you a little extra to play against them. So it'll be nice to have a couple German teams in there. I can maybe work on my German during the game. And yeah, I mean, in terms of people asking about it, not necessarily. You know, we've talked about it. I had mentioned kind of what I had just said about, you know, it means a little extra to me, but we'll see.
Well, we look forward to seeing that. I know you had a pretty busy building for your first game. What was your first thought stepping out onto the ice? Motorpoint Arena, busy Panthers Nation crowd. You looking forward to seeing it even bigger on September 1st against Sheffield?
Yeah, I can't wait. This it definitely brings you to life. You know, when we first hit the ice, even in warm-ups, and you could see how many people were already here. You know, the crowd was loud, involved. This is going to be a fun place to play, and you know, you can definitely tell the fans are behind us, and you know, makes this environment a lot of fun to play in.
All right, thanks a lot, John, and good luck for the weekend.
Thank you very much.